reading to you from the 11th chapter of John, and with the 25th verse. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 46 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach. Now, you've heard me say this many times. I sure didn't want to be a preacher. No, I didn't. I wanted to be a roofing contractor, and I just liked that work. But God had a different plan for my life, and I am so glad he did. Oh, it's been tough, and there have been times when my family and I were so broke we couldn't pay attention. But we weren't beggars. We just did what God called us to do. God said he'll supply our needs, and friends, he does that. He really does when you follow him. Well, listen, I'll be with you for an hour tonight. Kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a hot cup of coffee or a hot tea, and let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Dear friends, would you unite your heart with me in prayer at this time? Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. And I thank you, Lord, for all the nice letters we've received over the holidays from our classmates and our shipmates and our loved ones. And Father, we're sure looking forward to going to the Dalles to our 60th class reunion. Probably the last one, Lord, we'll ever have. And I hope all that's alive will be there. And Lord, I pray for our country and our president and our leaders. And I pray, Lord, that you'll be with our servicemen and women here and overseas. Be with all of our allies. Lord, I do pray that you'll supply the needs of all of our listening family. There's those who've lost loved ones, and they're grieving. Be with them. Comfort their heart. Now, Lord, I pray that you lift up Jesus on your word. Hide me behind the cross. Save that man or that woman who's confused and don't know the way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Radio Shack has an advertisement, and you've heard it. You have questions, we have answers. I have titled this message, Questions. 2 Timothy 2:23, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid questions, because you know they produce quarrels. Now, these questions that I'm going to ask are personal. It involves everyone here in this prison today. Is there someone in this world today that you hate? Do you blame God for the mess that you're in today? Have you ever laid in your cell on your bunk and tears streamed down your face because you're lonely or homesick or totally confused? Have you ever wished you could die and get out of prison? At one time, I answered yes to all of those questions. First of all, I hated my stepmother so bad, I prayed I could kill her. Yet, 45 years later, I forgave her and told her I loved her. She had a religion that would not get her into heaven. And by the way, dear friends, no church can get you into heaven. I know that's a popular belief that if you join a church or you get baptized or you take a Lord's Supper, friends, that is not true. If you think it is, read the complete third chapter of the Gospel of John, and you'll find this is not true. Many times people have asked me, how do I get to heaven? That really is an easy question. Why is it easy? Because by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So say that is too simple. Simple or not, that is how I found the road to heaven. Men, God takes the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. Now, my stepmother never told me she was sorry for beating me and abusing me, but I told her I was sorry. You see, friends, hate destroys a hater, not the hatee. Now, I don't know if hatee is a proper word or not, but I will still use it, hatee. My stepmother was my mother's nurse. My mother had suffered a stroke and was bedridden, and they had nurses 24 hours around the clock. While she was caring for my mother, she was cozying up to my dad, and I was too blind to see it. I was 13. I didn't see it. A year after my mom died, Dad married this nurse. Well, the hate was real between us.
Patience were destroyed. How hardened hearts could soften. Jesus, touch their lives. just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he
to hear a child.
For me.
With God, turn your radio on.
God. Turn your radio on. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
The blood that Jesus
fear and doubt come against your mind. Has your faith been sorely tried? Lift up your eyes, here cometh your help. It is Jesus for you, he has died. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise. By faith, you reach out to him. He will meet your every need. He will respond to the cry in your heart. He will touch you. I'll praise your name.